Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the most enduring images of American suburban life, as I lived as a child, was the dad of the family holding court grill side in the backyard. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, there is something near perfect about a fiery grill, a set of tongs, a big hunk of meat, and a gaggle of hungry people.
Oh, yeah. You know that to me is really the tradition. And Father's Day is probably the preeminent day of the year where dad needs to get out and work the grill.
He's going to rule.
Yeah. Now, you've got about 5 days here till Father's Day. So if you haven't gotten a gift, here's what I'm going to stress. My newest thing is rotisserie.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
For the grill.
For years we've been talking about putting things right on the grill.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I've looked into this. Almost every grill manufacturer has a rotisserie addition to the grill. Even the Round Webers have something you can buy that goes right around them. There's tons of DIY projects you could do. I mean, I kind of retrofit one that was designed for camping onto my fire pit. It runs on 2 9D batteries. I mean, it's like I didn't know anything still ran on 9D batteries. But I'll tell you, the type of cooking you get from this rotisserie is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole concept of grilling, which, people always ask, how often do I flip food? Ideally, you'd flip it often. That the whole myth of you only flip it twice is really wrong because you're really trying to cook stuff from the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
And the constant flipping allows the temperature gradient to go very gradual through the piece
and
of meat.
And evenly, too.
And evenly. And so rotisserie is the ultimate. It's constantly turning.
Sure, sure.
And almost foolproof because it's, it sits a little bit above the flame. Now, it definitely takes longer. You have to start ahead of time more than you would, say, just lighting the grill and throwing a steak on.
Right.
For me, on the rotisserie that I have, chickens take 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
but unbelievable in flavor when you're done. And I think it's just a great thing to do. And it's a great gift for dad.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, I always had that image of walking down the streets of Paris where they had these big chicken rotisserie machines.
Sure.
And you just start to salivate.
Yeah.
It smells so good.
I mean, the technique is really perfect. And you can just start doing a whole bunch of interesting things on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I've been working on is doing a Cuban rotisserie pork loin.
Yeah.
So doing the pork loin and butterflying it out and then making a rub of basically orange juice, lime juice, olive oil, oregano, and garlic basically in the blender, slathering it and then rolling it around the spit and tying it. And basically just throwing this thing on the grill and turning the rotisserie on, and literally, 2 hours later, I have this unbelievable roast. You slide the spit out and start slicing it, and it's amazing.
Mm, the color must be perfect.
And underneath, I'm grilling some onions, some peppers, those sort of things, allowing the pork fat to drip onto those vegetables and sort of give them an incredibly lovely taste.
Can you adjust the height of the rotisserie?
Again, it depends on which one you get.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a good thing to do?
It is. I think what I've ended up doing is building the fire up because mine isn't adjustable. So,
sure.
So I actually put in an upside down metal pan that I put the fire on top of so it's a little bit closer. But the whole idea is not to be super close. I mean, again, it's a slow, gradual cooking. And chickens, forget it. I've been doing chickens in every which way possible, basting them, stuffing them, doing all sorts of things. And they're just amazing.
And real quickly, do you have the option of covered or uncovered?
With some aluminum foil, you certainly can sort of set up a little cover. It will cook much faster if you cover it. But I think I only worry about that when the ambient temperature is low.
Right.
On a nice summer day, just letting it go should be fine.
Jerry, these are great ideas. We're going to put them on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.